This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With the firearm deer hunt now just barely weeks away and the archery hunt underway, deer hunting has indeed occupied most of the minds and topics of hunters throughout the area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, we are just barely weeks away from the Farrell firearm deer hunt, and we're looking at the archery deer hunt right now, and it's progressing rather nicely, although we did take a bit of a tumble this past week. The archery deer harvest continues to remain strong. However, the numbers have dropped off a bit compared to last year. Now, results as of November 2nd show Illinois deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 22,632 whitetails. Last year's harvest for the same period was 23,035. Now, the top five counties followed by their archery harvest through November 2nd were Pike with 771, Fulton with 662, Jefferson with 552, Joe Davies with 486, and Adams with 430. Now, the harvest for that week consisted of 44% does and 56% males. The overall buck harvest, however, for the entire season thus far sits at 31% bucks, which is about 6,959 bucks. Now, results for the local counties, followed by their previous year's total for the same period, show Calhoun County archers bagging 254 deer compared to 214 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 248 compared to 222. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 377 compared to 346, while Morgan County hunters had tagged 206 compared to 198. And the archery harvest in Jersey County for the period was 220 versus 185. And the Madison County harvest stood at 350 compared to 405. Montgomery County hunters had harvested 280 deer compared to 263 the previous year, while Bond County hunters bagged 157 compared to 153, and Sangamon County archers had bagged 269 deer compared to 277 last year. Now, as the crops continue to come from the field, which there's not a lot left, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting is certain to only improve during the coming weeks because the rut is now getting underway. And the Illinois archery deer season continues through January 17th. The season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting scheduled for November 20th through the 22nd and December 3rd through the 6th. A special muzzleloader hunt is scheduled for December 11th through the 13th, and hunters possessing muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm deer season, which is December 3rd through the 6th. A special late season antlerless only hunt is held in select counties, and that's scheduled for December 31st through January 3rd and January 15th through the 17th. Many local counties are not open for this hunt this year, so be sure to check with the Department of Natural Resources before heading out for the special late season antlerless only deer hunt. And one other thing we mentioned last week, but is still holding true, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Lake Volunteers Association of Lake Shelbyville will hold their 26th annual deer hunt for people with disabilities November 20th through the 22nd. Volunteers are currently needed to help with the hunt. Volunteers will assist in helping hunters get to and from the blinds, as well as tracking, field dressing, and dragging the deer out of the woods and helping around deer camp. They're also looking for a couple of volunteers in the mornings and evenings to help set up food, make coffee, and clean up the meals. A hunter volunteer orientation meeting and dinner will be held the 19th of November, and volunteer support is crucial to the success of this event, and this has been a great event through the years. With the community's help, people with disabilities have the opportunity to get out and enjoy the outdoors. The hunt camp is based out of the Okaw Bluff Group Houses, which is located just south of Sullivan on Illinois Route 32. All meals will be provided to the volunteers, and lodging arrangements are available on site. Anyone wishing to assist with this event should contact Park Ranger Brian Blakeway at 217-774-3951. That's 217-774-3951. His extension is 7019. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and while we've been talking primarily about deer hunting, let's switch directions just a wee bit and talk a bit about our fall firearm turkey hunt. There's still one more factor to help when we're thinking about spring turkey season outlooks, and that would be the previous fall's hunt. And while these statistics alone would be a poor indication of the spring outlook, it does carry more weight when combined with other information. And thus far, the other information is looking pretty bright. Now, last year brought nearly, brought a 20% harvest increase for the Illinois fall firearm turkey hunters. And many hunters are now claiming that the greatly improved results from the annual fall firearm hunt may be a harbinger of better things ahead for spring hunters. During the 9-day fall season, which wrapped up November 1st, hunter harvest totals in many open counties showed the best improvement in several years. The preliminary harvest figures show hunters bagging a total of some 532 birds, up from 444 wild turkeys during the 2014 fall firearm hunt, which was a very disappointing season. Now, according to some hunters, the improvement in harvest is likely due to a significant improvement in turkey reproduction efforts last spring. And while this may be partly true, some of the improved harvest can also be likely attributed to better hunting weather during the fall hunt. Now, the early and unofficial figures show Illinois' top five counties for turkey harvest during the 2015 fall firearm hunt where Joe Davies tied with Union County, and both with 37 birds. Marion and Williamson were tied with 29 birds. They had the third and fourth place. And Wayne County grabbed the fifth spot with 23 turkeys. Now, at least 36 counties showed increased in harvest, while 18 recorded decreases. Interestingly, many of the greatest increases in harvest came from the southern and western central Illinois counties. And compared to the spring hunt, fewer counties are open to fall firearm turkey hunting. And unlike the spring hunt, where hunters are limited to taking only bearded birds, fall hunters may harvest birds of either sex. And the fall season does attract considerably fewer hunters, and this may play in a significant role into hunter success as well. But it does look, that is a strong indicator, we'd have to say, that this coming spring's turkey hunt should be a good one. Okay, and if you are a veteran, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will waive day use fees for veterans, active and reserve component service members, and their families at the more than 2,800 U.S. Army Corps of Engineers operated recreational areas nationwide on Veterans Day tomorrow, November 11th. The fee waiver requires only verbal confirmation of service, and the waiver covers fees for boat launch ramps and swimming beaches. The waiver does not apply to camping and camping-related services or fees for specialized services such as group picnic shelters. Other agencies that manage recreation areas on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers lands are encouraged but not required to offer the waiver in the areas that they manage. And according to General Ed Jackson, he encourages people of all ages to get outdoors this Veterans Day and enjoy a day of fun and relaxation while participating in the wide variety of activities that are available at our many recreation areas. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is the nation's largest federal provider of outdoor and water-based recreation, hosting more than 370 million visits annually to its more than 400 lakes and river projects. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.